The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches in Ecclesiastes 3 there's a time to laugh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yes, Lord Jesus, please come. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't, if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because you guys keep listening. I don't know. Also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow, real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. If you listened to yesterday's show, you'd know that's a fact. And we don't care about that. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. Listen to this one. This is a good one. Which family member blesses you the most? Which family member blesses you the most? It's okay to think this way. And are you praying for them, for him or her, daily? That's the question. Look, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, or even a response, we don't want that to die of loneliness. You just reach out to us and give us a holla. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like a peaceful day and evening with no drama.
Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Talking to you is like a peaceful day with an evening, no drama. That's like $1 million right there.
That's always nice.
That is nice, isn't it? Just like, hey, look, nothing. Okay, good.
I will take both.
Both the peacefulness, the no drama, and $1 million. Is that what you want?
Yep, that'd be nice.
You're a man after my own heart. Okay, here we go. So I want to make sure everybody knows you can reach out to us by phone. Additionally, you can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here we go with this ridiculous voice again. 214-210-8483. So you can do that as well. Additionally, you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D, at the A with a really weird circle-y thing. Kind of looks like a really long, elongated C. You know, that's like it goes almost all the way to an O. It just looks so weird. Anyway, it's the @ sign. David @. He must increase. We must decrease. www.thefollowingprogram.org, because we're a nonprofit group. That's how that works. I want you to know, so you can call us, you can text us, you can email us, and what for? What about? What's the deal? What do you want? What do I want? You know what that bumper sticker says? Visualize world peace. Okay, anyway, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is simply this. If you've got a prayer request, let's pray. How about that? That's just as, what do you mean? Let's pray. Instead of last, let's pray first. Or if you're in the middle of it, pray now. Or if you've just realized this is going nowhere, pray now. As soon as you get the handle on it, it's time to pray. We'll bring our faith, bring it with yours, petition the Lord, and surrender it to him and ask him to say yes in order to bring honor and glory to him. Not for our sake, but for his name's sake and for his kid's sake, right? That's what we do. We do prayer requests. We do praise reports. When something happens and the Lord does something and it's cool, you need to share that. And the reason you need to share that is, number one, it gives glory to God. Number two, it blesses other people. Number three, it reinforces it in your own life, especially when you confess it and share it, just like witnessing. It's a very, very similar principle. So here's what I want everybody to kind of hang on to, and that is simply this. We engage with one another, fellowship with one another, care for one another, laugh with one another, cry with one another, because that's what Jesus called us to do. We just do it on the radio show. That's all. Is this your church? Nope, but it is a fellowship, and if you want to participate, you're welcome to, and if you want to just listen, you're welcome to do that as well. Before we get into the teaching, I do want to pray for our friend Noah. Noah is in Tennessee at the radio broadcasting conference there, and we want to pray for him. He's having some additional itches and issues, so we're going to pray for him. He's got some things going on, so let's just pray for him real quickly. Take your faith, put it with mine. Let's petition the Lord. Father, we come before you right now, and I just want to say before I get anywhere else or do anything else, thanks. Yes, thank you. Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for loving on me. Thank you for caring about me, guiding me, protecting me. Even when I do dumb things, Lord, you're still there. You still help me. I just want to thank you for that. And, Lord, we're praying for Noah. He's there in Tennessee. He's going through it, Lord. Doesn't always go easy. All the plans that we have are humorous. Lord, I'm just asking you to bring physical healing into his body, emotional and psychological healing. Bless him and his wife while they're there together. Encourage them. Let them be encouraged. And in fact, Lord, I'm going to go out on a limb and ask you, let somebody come across them today and give them an encouraging word that they may be blessed in you. We lift them up and pray your grace upon them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so that's what we do. We pray for one another. We care about one another. We take care of one another. Speaking of which, we also do history, do Bible trivia, and we do this thing called Bible study. We do expository, topical. We do the Greek. We do the Hebrew. We do different versions. We do all of it. Why? That's just who I am. That's how it's going to be. When you're born and raised Jewish and become a Christian, you have a Baptist and Pentecostal ordination, and then you've got a master's degree in theological studies from the Pentecostal and from the Foursquare and from the Charismatic group, and then you have a doctorate from the Baptist group, you just decide to be a little bit inclusive. As long as it's genuine faith, believing that God is your heavenly Father, so we're all family, we're all kids together, that we are blood relatives by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we all drink of one Holy Spirit, right? That's what makes us relatives. The unity is in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's get into James chapter 4. I want to say this is super, super uplifting, and I really want to say that. Okay, so here's what the text says. What causes conflicts and quarrels among you? Don't they come from the passions that are at war with you? You crave what you do not have. You kill and covet, but are unable to obtain it. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask. Wow. See, one of the great things about James is he writes this letter, right? These five chapters. This is a no pull punch guy. He just tells you right out what it is. He's like, look, you got conflicts going on in your life. You got struggles right now. I just want to tell you people with the struggles that you have going on. This is what James is saying. You're craving what you do not have. And it's a great translation. So this is the Berean Standard Bible. Phenomenal translation, by the way. And the word crave is the absolute perfect. It's better than covet, better than desire. It's craving. And so sometimes inside of us, you know, everybody knows what a craving is. It's like, oh, I got to have this. I got to have this. I got to have this. And that craving, we want things that we can't have or don't have. Oh, I don't have this. That's where covetousness comes from. That's where greed comes from. That's where these desires and these passions come from. But we crave it. You can often tell what's going on in your own life by determining what it is that you're doing to get there. I want that money. I want that house. I want that person. It's not even a desire. It's an excessive desire. And the issue is you gotta have it. See, there's something that goes with that. That goes back to the garden. It does? Yeah. See this fruit, Eve? Yeah. Doesn't it look good? Yeah. Eat this fruit. Yeah. I gotta have it. I'm not just going to have it. I'm going to give it to my husband. He's going to eat it too. We're all going to eat it. That's what it is. And then James says, you kill and covet it, but are unable to obtain it. You quarrel and fight. So listen to what he's saying. He's saying, we crave it. We don't have it. We crave it. Now, I want to say this real quickly about the craving. This is where a passage like Psalm 23:1 comes into play in our lives. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You see, if the Lord is genuinely our shepherd, if the Lord is genuinely at the center, at the forefront of our lives, of our pursuits, of our passions, if he's really there, I'm not playing, we're not playing churchianity, we're talking about real stuff. If he's really there, if he's really at the center, the cravings don't have the same power. It's just a fact. Because when the Lord is our shepherd, we do not want. Because he is sufficient. And when we are impassioned to be closer to him, which he loves, and he is always impassioned to be close with us, then we cut the power of that craving. When we walk in that mindset and heart, we are walking in the newness of life and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we put a kibosh on the things that try to bring us down. So you remember this when you're going through it. I need this. I need this. I need this. Stop. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And then he says this. You kill and covet, but you're unable to obtain it. You quarrel and fight. And what does that mean? That sounds like all bad stuff. You kill, quarrel, and fight. A lot of people believe this is connected directly to the inward anger that we have, as Jesus identified in the Sermon on the Mount. The point is that there's a desire within us to satisfy the flesh. But that is not something that the kingdom of God provides for or allows. Because the next statement that James makes in verse 3 lights out unbelievable. He says in verse 3, and when you ask, let me finish verse 2. You do not have because you do not ask. And then he says this, and when you do ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives that you might squander it on your pleasures. Wow. I don't want to be in the room when he's writing this. I don't know about you guys. It's an unbelievable statement when he says you do not have because you do not ask. And when you do ask, you're asking with the wrong motives. So this teaches us that there are times that we come in prayer. Now, don't just be honest. Times we come in prayer and we're trying to get God to respond to our petitions, which are based on ourselves and not necessarily kingdom principles. So we're trying to get God to move in our direction, even if it's something we shouldn't even be trying to get to move in that direction. And that's why when the Lord is your shepherd, you stop that.
You stop. You're just like, no, no, no. And what we're doing sometimes is we're trying to get something. We're trying to get God to give it to us, even though it's got something in it that's bad for us. I got news for you. Jesus made it clear. Hey, if a child asks a father for bread, he's not going to give him this, or he's not going to give him this. The Lord's not going to give you stuff that's bad for you, because that's not how he does it. Because he loves you. If he didn't love you, like Satan, he would give you whatever you ask for, whenever you ask for it. But that's not how it goes. So what's important is that when we come in prayer, it's don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's 1,000% correct to bring your petitions, to ask, to have desires, and to bring them before the Lord. But it is 1,000% correct to do that understanding that the Lord is your shepherd and you don't need to want. You don't need to be craving it. You ask God for it because he's a perfect parent. And if it's a good thing, a kingdom thing, a principle thing, you know he's going to respond in an affirmative, positive way. But if it's something you're looking to spend in your flesh and on your own pleasures and because you're selfish or whatever the case may be, you can count on that being a big fat nope. Sometimes the answer is no. And there's a reason why. We don't always understand why. In fact, I would venture to say this. Because God's timing is so unique compared to ours, we get frustrated because he doesn't do it in the time frame or the methodology that we want him to. But that's none of our business. The time frame and methodology are up to the Lord. We petition. If he says yes, it will come to pass as he sees fit. That's the surrender, okay? All right, that's nothing. Wait till we get to this other part. So take a deep breath. Here we go for our trivia question. Back to our original format on trivia questions. This should be fun. What's the place that the Lord Jesus is sitting at in heaven? Is it at the right hand of God, at the left hand of God, or in front of God? Your answer, of course, is Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. What's the place that the Lord Jesus is sitting at heaven? Is it the right hand of God, the left hand of God, or in front of God? Your answer can be sent to us either by, you can call us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So the question is, Jesus is at what place in heaven? The right hand of God, the left hand of God, or in front of God? That's the question. Hebrews 8:1 would be probably one of your better reference points. There's multiple reference points, but that would be the main one. You can call 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website and remind you about this, that, that, whatever, and this. Don't forget there's prayer request forms on there. In other words, you click on the thing that says prayer request, contact us, prayer request, and you just fill it out. It's really easy, and then we pray for you. If it's a praise report, same exact thing. There's nothing else different about it. Just keep it as simple as you can. And then there's other things on the website that are there to bless you, plus an opportunity to give. Our scripture for today, Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Yeah, love it.
That's your favorite one, right?
Yep, that's my favorite one. There's no question about it. And yes, I liked his other song. You got to pray, just to make it today. I thought that was a great song. I'm sorry, but I'm that kind of person that thinks that way. Your trivia question, and then I do want to do another prayer. I do want to pray for everybody because I've been sensing this, that people are feeling unsafe. So if you're out there and you're one of those people that are feeling unsafe, this prayer is for you. Just feeling like there's just so much stuff going on. There's a lot of warfare going on. And it should be something that we stay highly aware of and highly in tune with. And we have to remember that the Lord is with us, okay? I mean, all you got to do is look at Matthew 1, Matthew 28, Deuteronomy 31, 6, Hebrews 13, 5, Genesis 26, Genesis 39, Joshua 10, 1 Samuel 10, 1 Samuel 18, 14, Haggai 1, 13, Exodus 33. Any of those will tell you the Lord is with us. And what's important is that no matter what you go through, with the Lord with you, that's the key. Let's pray for safety for our listeners. Let's do that right now. Father, we come before you right now, and your awesomeness, we can't describe it. We can't share it. We can't nail it down. You're just way better than us in your kindness, in your compassion, in your protections, in your love. Lord, I'm just so convinced, and your scripture makes it clear, that you have saved us from a multitude of deaths. Even what we don't know. And so, Lord, we just ask you right now, there's people out there and they hear a lot of things, Lord. And when people hear things, their ears start to burn and it's a little bit of trouble. And Lord, people are afraid because of what they're hearing. And you know what goes on. People, they're in their hearts, things sink. But Lord, help us to understand that you're with us. And when you're with us, we have nothing to be afraid of. And that when you're with us, we have a security, a sense of safety, that you're our refuge in the storm. And while all the winds are going and all the rain is falling and all the things are being blown back and forth, you are our safety. And your word says, safety is from the Lord. So keep people internally, physically too, but internally safe, so the emotions don't go bouncing all over the place. Keep us safe, Lord. We need your comfort and your protection. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. I want to go back to this real quickly. The trivia question, make sure you get it. Where is Jesus located in heaven? Is he at the right hand of the Father? Is he at the left hand of the Father? Or is he in front of the Father? The reference would be Hebrews 8:1. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the text I go. Notice I'm just firing through today. Have you even figured that out? Look at this, what he says. He said, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may squander it on your pleasures. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, let me back this up because this is really huge, all right? First of all, we already addressed that. You know, we ask, when we're asking with the wrong motives, the Lord's trying to teach us, now, that is not how we do this. You can't be just praying that you can get whatever you want. God is not a genie. That's not how this works. I want $1 million. Give me $1 million. I want $1 million. I want a Lamborghini. I want a Lamborghini. I want 10 properties. I want 10 properties. It's like, that's not what this is about. This is about working in partnership with God, advancing his kingdom between now and the time the trumpet blows, to glorify him and bring as many people into the kingdom of God as we can participate with, and as best as we can, walking hand in hand with the Lord, honoring him in everything we think, say, and do. And the Lord's not going to answer your prayer if it's not aligning with his purposes or his glory. Unless, I have a caveat. Unless. You have a caveat to that statement, Dave? Yes. God will never answer prayer if it does not align with his will or his purpose or his glory. That's true. Unless from our perspective, in other words, it might align with God's will. God gives you an answer to prayer that you're going to be sorry for. So, for example, Israel asked for a king, and God said, you want a king? All right, I'll give you a king. And after they got the king, they were like, we're sorry. So sometimes you got to be careful. The Lord may answer it, but to simply rebuke us, to challenge us, to alter our way of thinking, and to change where we were at. So when when James is writing this, he slams the keyboard down. He says, you're asking with the wrong motives. We come before the Lord. We ask for his help. The question is simply this, in your prayer, in our prayer time, are we seeking selfish ends so that it can be squandered, I love that word, squandered, on our pleasures? prayers are to be answered, and they are a fruit. By the way, answered prayer is fruit. Jesus said, in me you'll bear much fruit. That's a big part of that. But they're not supposed to be selfish just so you can have it for you, 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 you. Like we said about the movie with the little fish, Nemo. It's not about you and the birds waiting for their opportunity going, me, 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 me. It's about the Lord. It's about his kingdom. Now, that doesn't mean he won't bless you with things. Of course he will. But if we can get a handle on what David picked up on, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. By the way, he wrote that in a cave, facing death. So don't tell me you're in a position where you can't pray that way. In a cave, facing death. When you pray, align it with the kingdom. Make sure that you've got it straight. The Lord is your shepherd. And then ask your shepherd, because he always takes care of the sheep. Okay? All right. If you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Detroit, you can keep listening to the show. All you got to do is go to hemustincrease.org and click on the Listen Live button, and you'll be listening live. If you're in Dallas, hang out. We're going to take a short break. And then we're going to come back for more Don't Go Anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just being honest, right? Because I'll pull from – I'm Jewish. I was trained well, and you pull from multiple directions. It's just one of those things. So I kind of needed to recognize that sometimes I'm obnoxious, and I need to make up for it. And the whole point of me telling you this is – sometimes you will do things that doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong, but because you didn't have the right spirit going on when it happened, you need to make up for it. Now, by that, I mean this. So Noelle found out yesterday that she had to get up at 4:30 this morning because the president of, quote unquote, the company was coming in because they were doing a remodel, and her section was one of the sections that are being remodeled. So she had to be at work at 6 in order to be there. Okay? All right. So now I'm not in the doghouse or anything. I just, you know, feeling like I could have done better. So you know what I did? And I'm telling you this for a reason. I got up at 5 in the morning, and I sat with her for about a half hour while she was getting ready, right? And I encouraged her because I knew she was really tired. And then she went to work, and I went back to bed for at least an hour and a half until the dog said, that's enough out of you. Get up. You know, that was a whole separate thing. The reason that I bring it up is not because I did something brilliant. That's exactly not the case. In fact, the reason that I had to make it up is because I didn't do something brilliant. But it dawned on me that it is okay, or not okay, but it's probably right for you and I when we're in relationships and we do something that's a little far off, or maybe not as authentically Christian as we generally need to be, that we're allowed to make up for it. And so what I was trying to do was communicate with her, I love you. I'm kind of sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm totally sorry because I'm up at 5 a.m. that I wasn't like nicer about the whole thing. And so whatever happened by getting up at 5 in the morning last night went bye-bye. And my point in making that sharing that with you is simply sometimes we can do things that is – a way to say I'm with you without doing a whole bunch, and that will just make some of the dumber things less painful or less dumb.